listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Push, push, money over broads. You got it. Fuck Bush. Chef? Oh, shit. Guess what I cooked? Baked a lot of bread and kept it off the books. I'm trying to go with beer. Fuck that. I'm going to do it my way. Rock star look way before the bars. My picture was getting took. Feds, they like whack rappers. Tried as they may, couldn't get me on the hook. DA wanna indict me. Cause fish scales in my veins like Pisces.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod, Ed,
Aaron,
and we're in the house on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
A Dim Thrones recap Tuesday, everybody's mm-hmm. favorite day of the week, like almost the end of the season.
I know. Wow, it went by so fast.
Mm-hmm. And of course, yes. We have some guests here and stuff. As always, well, most times, we're joined by the light-skinned part of the show, my man Justin J. Trill. What's up, man?
What's going on, Rod, Karen, and Randolph?
Hey, you know, man.
Glad to have you here, as yes. always. Glad you could join us. You know, you didn't have anything better to do tonight. I know there's an NBA Finals game tonight, so we will get you out of here on time, Justin.
Yeah, buddy. It's a ball night.
Yeah, exactly. We also have my man Randolph Terrence of the Three Guys On podcast.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, Randolph?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's nice to be with y'all again. We've had some great conversations online back and forth that y'all people don't even know about. If y'all could hear them, y'all would know. We've had some great conversations, some long ones.
Yeah, you know, I'm Facebook friends with so many people and stuff, and if you're not part of Facebook experience, you miss a lot of the behind the scenes and all that stuff,
yes,
man.
Yes, you do.
Shit, I get some of my stories from stuff that I see other people talking about. I'm like, they gonna talk about that on their show. We should talk about that shit on our show. That's good. So
definitely should.
Of course, I've mentioned on the show before, but now that he's here, I definitely want to mention it again. Randolph has his first ever stand up album out mm-hmm. after what, 10 years of 15 damn. Years.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? I finally release my album. Yep. You know, the way I've been following comedians these days, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to happen after 6 months. But Randolph decided to be patient and yes. wait it out. And worth the wait, man. Mm-hmm. Just a magnificent CD, man. Audio quality hey. Is great.
Yeah, me shout and out to, in the car.
Yeah, shout out to Andy. Yeah, it, not just that, man, but like the timing, the callback jokes, the mm-hmm. Like the stories, like the just the even the ad, you know, like the add-ons to the jokes, man. Like you could tell,
don't stop, man, don't stop.
It's practiced, you know what I mean, very professional,
polished.
You can,
yeah,
you can tell you've done it, you know, done those jokes, and you thought that set out perfectly, man. And it's one of those albums that when it's done, you're like, damn, that's it. You know what I mean? Like that. And that's a good feeling because it's not a ripoff where it's like 20 minutes long. Like you're laughing for an hour and then you're like, fuck, that was the hour, which is incredibly hard to do, man. I listen to a lot of stand up albums and, you know, we're getting to a point where you're like, I don't think you had enough material to make it to an hour. You know, you probably should have.
I got the material now. I don't have anymore because it's all done now. I ain't got no more.
One of the cool moments in there is somebody from our audience is yes. actually in they're kind of on the podcast. I mean, on the album forever immortalized because they were part of the response from the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, and he just happened to be sitting there, Derek, out of Maryland, Hagerstown. He drove an hour, man. I sent him a copy, and then he came out last week to the show we do on Fridays in the grill. Him and his lady came back out. I was very pleased to see him. So shout out, man. I'm happy that you're there.
And
very supportive.
And y'all can cop that Blue Magic by Randolph Terrence anywhere music is sold, CD mm-hmm. Baby, iTunes.
It's worth
Amazon.
It.
Just went up on Amazon.
Yep. So make sure y'all do that. Now, what's the best place to buy it so that you get all the money?
CD Baby.
Yeah, that's why I bought my copy because I was just like, you know how it is. Get that check. So
CD Baby, Amazon charges you more because they set their prices when you go through CD Baby. That's who you self-publish through. Different places set different prices, so Amazon's a little bit higher, which means I get a smaller cut. Plus, okay. Amazon can just out of nowhere say, "Hey, it's going to be $3 today." So. Oh, CD shit. Baby, it's constant. It's a constant $5 across the board.
Oh, so they can just be like, we having a sale on your shit?
Well, Amazon does it all the time. They put all this stuff on sale anytime.
Damn, that sucks.
Oh. How much stuff I've gotten from Amazon. You just wait. Oh, yeah. Andy knows the day. I think I want to say it's Tuesday. A lot of music goes up on Tuesday. Old school rap. Old Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. They could just be like, hey, man, your shit on sale, so you ain't get what... That's like
Walmart.
That's like when drug dealers get robbed and then they come to you and be like, "Hey man, shit. I'm just calling it like I see it, bro. We both came up short today."
I know one thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have to get it. Since you say we look alike, I'm gonna have to get it and then I'm gonna tell jokes and be like, "I'm Randolph Terrence. Can I get a let me get this free meal today?"
You been staying out the sun, Randolph, ain't you? You know, I got a wife and kid, man. I got to stay inside.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to use this to my benefit. Too bad it can't work both ways for you.
Imitating Randolph Terrence don't get you nothing, brother.
Damn it, man.
Are you that dude? That's all it's going to get you. Oh, that's nice.
I listen to your podcast.
We signing autographs down here in the Charlotte area.
Autographs? Shit.
Shit. Well, make sure you guys check out, like I said, threeguyson.com and Blue Magic, everywhere music is sold. Let's get into it. Episode 9, which means we're almost done.
Yes.
Seems like it went so goddamn fast, but episode 9 of Game of Thrones.
Before we start 9, what did you think of the fight scene? The final fight scene from episode 8?
Nigga.
Mind blowing?
It was, yeah, my mind was all over the place.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head together.
Yeah,
I'm from still last week's episode.
Yeah, it's like I really felt crushed.
I'm sad.
Yeah, he's a character I really liked. I liked his hedonism. I liked the way he was. Look, I'm gonna complete this mission no matter what.
Yeah, I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah, like you just like I gave it 2 thumbs in. But you could tell that they were gonna, like do something with him. Cause like, I'm so used to him killing off everybody's favorite characters at this point.
Yeah.
I felt it coming. And as soon as he started monologuing, I said, this is how this nigga gonna die. He talking too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that's ever played pickup basketball knows that moment where you like, if this nigga would just shut the fuck up, we could win the game.
Like, yeah, he had him talking that good shit, but he wanted him to confess. Yep. But you got to think about it this way. He did get the win. Dude did die, so he got the win.
Well, I'm assuming dude died, too, because those are some major injuries. But I guess we'll find out when we return to King's Landing, because it was a little bit up in the air because the dude killed him. Then he lay back down, and I was like, well, is he dead or is the dude just...
Dead.
Yeah, I hope he dead, dog.
That's what happens when you don't keep your head in the game.
Yeah.
Next season they're bringing Oberon's daughters in.
Oh, okay. I want to see what's up with his older brother because
that's
who was supposed to show up, and that was the big deal was when they sent out Tyrion to meet him. He was like, "Where's your older brother?" He's like, "Man, we ain't sending that nigga. They sent me, and I hate y'all."
Yeah, they sent me. Yeah, that's supposed to be their way of showing disrespect.
Yeah, so I was
that house.
Yeah, so I was, you know, I was always kind of like, you know, anything on the show, everything has repercussions. So killing him gonna have repercussions. Somebody gonna be mad.
Yeah, you can't kill the prince of another place and everybody like it's all good.
Right.
Why they call him Freaky Prince in the chat room?
Because he has sex with everybody.
Yeah, that's what
he
we
did.
Call him.
I mean, the dude's a hedonist. He is what it is.
He freaky.
Yeah, that's what we call him.
Hate on him.
That's what we call him around here, the Freaky Prince, man.
Mm-hmm. I was hurt, man. My heart was crushed because he was talking. I was like, "Nigga, shut up and stab him, nigga." I was looking at TV like, "Shut up and stab him."
Hey, but that on the real though, that fucking rant he was going on was good
priceless.
When he was like, "You raped her, you killed in front of her children, you killed her." Who gave the order? I was like, oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yes. And that's one thing about that character. He played the hell. He was like, fuck you and fuck you and fuck this whole motherfucking place. Yeah. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, he called the city like a shit pile or something.
Yes. He was like, oh, y'all kiss my ass.
He said they had roaches at their house.
Everybody.
That's the worst insult you could say about somebody's house.
He was basically like when Southern rappers go to New York and perform. And they start getting booed and they just be like, man, fuck this city. And you're like, oh shit, it's even, like it's on now. You can't believe he said that like he was really acting a fool, man. But, let's talk about this episode, The Watchers of the Wall. Episode 9, Game of Thrones, almost over. Episode 9 is normally the most pivotal episode of all the, of every season. Last year was Reigns of Castamere, where we had the Red Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say before maybe 2 seasons ago, it was when my man Ned Stark caught that beheading.
Yeah,
everybody thought he was the hero.
Yeah, that was the one that told you that anybody can die.
Mm-hmm.
That killing right there.
That almost turned me off of this show.
No one's safe.
So it was like, you know, some pretty gangster shit happening in there. So. And I think, I want to say the season before that, it was the fight at King's Landing. So that was like the one where, Stannis had, tried to take the city and shit, and Joffrey was a coward.
And, Tyrion saved it.
Yeah. So, you know, big things happen in number 9, and I don't think this is any exception. For me, I'm going to go ahead and say this is one of my top 5 episodes ever.
Think so? Really?
Yes, because it did something I've never seen them do, which is not leave a set piece for an entire 50 minutes. And it felt like almost a different show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want them to do it every week, but I've really enjoyed a change of pace, man. So,
yeah.
It opens up with there at the wall. My man John is hanging out with Peter from the Cosby, Samwise. And Samwise is basically like, hey, man. Since we probably gonna die, what is pussy like?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, a query that all men have made at some point, before tasting, the warm, delicious apple pie. and he was basically, he wouldn't let it go, cause John was trying to play it off, which every dude that gets some always does.
Yeah.
Like, oh nah, man, see, ain't even all this. You tripping, man. You like,
well,
no,
that's a great scene to show you that they're just dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just having straight up dude conversation.
Especially
just some guys.
Especially the Night Watch, because they're the least soldiers of all the soldiers. If you think about it, they're a bunch of people that get sent there.
Criminals.
Yeah. Instead of dying, it's like, hey man, we was gonna kill you for raping, but you could do work release over at the Night Watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just like when we send people to Vietnam instead of sending them to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Usually black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
I looked at it and was like, they actually are homeboys. Because they didn't approach it in a way, man. Man, she wasn't shit. You know, he approached it like, you know, he approached it with respect when he asked about her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then John responded with respect, you know, instead of being like, you know, fuck her. John was like, well, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
if last season when he was bringing Gilly back and he ran into John's brother, he told his little brother, any brother of John's is a brother of mine.
Yep.
Remember that from back season. So that tells you right there how close he feels.
Yeah, they homies.
That's John Snow.
Yeah, they homies for real. Although I do think eventually John Snow gotta die because people like him too much.
And see, that scene made me think John was gonna die during this episode.
Like, cause
I was, yeah, because I was like, they showing too much. It's like his goodbye scene. Like,
yeah, me too. I was like, they're gonna kill this nigga. I was like, one of these niggas gotta die. Like,
I don't think so, because I think he's a Targaryen. That's what I think.
Okay. All right.
I think he can end up ruling in King's Landing, because I'm relatively sure that he is the old King Targaryen and Ned's sister's son.
So you think,
after he died, Ned just took the boy and just said he's mine.
So you think,
if you remember the scene that in the very first season when they're parting and Ned's going to King's Landing and Jon is going to the wall. And Ned tells him, in your veins, my blood flows.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't tell him, I'm your father, you're my son. In your veins, my blood flows.
Okay, I hear you. That's a good conspiracy theory. I'm going with he's a bastard and he'll never be on the throne. But let's talk about more shit that happened last night.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I liked when Sam, I took notes.
Yeah, go ahead.
When Sam wrote down, when he started talking about how the vows of the Ninth Watch don't actually expressly forbid sex.
Right.
What they forbid is attachments.
Right. You can't get married.
Wife, children.
Right. You can't get married. You can't have kids. But they didn't say you can't fuck.
Yeah, I thought that. Now, that kind of X's Sam out because Sam does want to marry this little girl.
Right. And plus, I mean, they did say a couple weeks ago, some dudes in the Night Watch was like, oh, we'll go to the city and get some hoes. But that's different.
Yeah, see, because they don't. And also, the captain of the Ninth Watch knows that the guy's going to the city to get hoes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't think they care about that.
I don't think they do either, but they don't want...
Right, Black Rob.
They mostly don't like the fact that John was fucking a wildling, and, you know, they worry about what that wild thing is like.
It's like she had light-skinned woman's pussy or something. Like, it's mm-hmm. like it's this mystical thing that nobody else... like, it's better than anything else.
Right. It's like it had superpowers or some shit.
Yep.
He's like, it's just sex. They're like, oh, but it was that wilding sex.
Nah, that special loving.
I don't like that nigga. Drop a dime on him. So, yeah, Samwise, they was looking miserable, and my man John told him, look, boobies don't feel like bags of sand. Now go get some sleep.
Just go relax.
Why don't you go jack it off or something? And Sam is convinced that Lily was dead at this point. So his whole thing was like, man, they already gonna kill Lily. So fuck, man, that's the worst thing that could happen. And, you know, so John was like, go to sleep. That's when we find out, that owl that, Lily had heard and was afraid of in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them like spirit owl things where they can transfer their body, their, essence into the spirit of an animal. And, the Threns had a dude that was, able to do that. And he was using the owl like laser beak in all the Transformer cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
He was just sitting over there like, them niggas got 17 people on the wall, four people down low.
They ain't got as many people as they claimed.
Yeah.
Hey, how about when Aemon Targaryen, the old Grand Maester, the old blind man?
Yeah.
When he was also talking to Sam about women,
mm-hmm.
and that's all that's on Sam's mind right now. And he told Sam that when he was a Targaryen, there was a woman that he was in love with. That he still remembered. How much do you want to bet that that's the grandmother Tyrell that he's talking about?
Olenna?
Yeah. How much you want to bet that that's her that he's talking about?
She do say she got that good.
She got that real good.
You know, she put it on. I mean, she made a nigga not be able to walk downstairs to get mad. Like, he just need to make it down the stairs to walk down the aisle. And that dude was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm good. Weddings off.
Think you had a leg cramp?
She said... that she was supposed to marry a Targaryen that she didn't find attractive, a hawk-faced Targaryen.
Mm-hmm. And she
so maybe she was talking about him. He was into her, but she wasn't into him. She went at his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Put that snapdragon. Thank you, old brother. Let's put that snapdragon on him.
Fucked him until he got that LeBron James fourth quarter crown.
Yes.
They ain't had no Gatorade back then.
Yeah.
dumped her sister and married her.
Mm-hmm.
Dumped your sister.
Exactly. Try and raise a daughter.
Yes.
They cut to a little powwow that the Threns and the Wildlings are having around a fire, and my girl Ygritte is sharpening arrows.
What?
And everybody was like, you know, what they about to do to these crows and shit, and they was like, yeah, you need to calm down a little bit, because she was like, hey, I'm about to kill the fuck out of Jon Snow. Nobody kills that nigga but me. You hear that? I put
the
arrow
through. We all knew it was just loud talk. We all knew that.
Now, see, that is your suspicion. I disagree.
Nah.
She let up, boy, because if she wanted him dead, he'd have been dead. You think she missed with those arrows?
She
shot him.
No. I think originally, I don't think she wanted him dead. But, well, we'll get to it. I don't want to spoil it. We'll get to it later. But, yeah.
She can smell John in the air.
Yeah. She had that look of somebody that stalks a Facebook page.
Yeah. She was like, I find him, I'm going to kill him, yeah. And any one of y'all motherfuckers step over here.
She had that look of somebody who got that good put on her. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know what to do with herself afterwards.
But if they can't have it, nobody can.
Yeah,
that's true.
She was in that. All I heard was, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, she's like the only female in a group of these men. And so she was like, if y'all fuck him up, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Well, they tried to test her though, because they was like, oh, you talking all this shit, bitch. Look at you. You just a woman. She was like, I killed as many niggas as y'all. And he was like, I don't care. You ain't killed the one that matters, Jon Snow.
I don't care. I'll kill you and eat you. Yeah,
he called her a ginger minge. I don't even know what that means, but it sounded offensive. Sound like something about some pussy.
He called her a long bitch. She was like, bitch.
So she came over there and was like, you know, you want some of this pussy, but I tell you this much, I put an arrow through your ass. You step to Jon Snow before I get a chance to step to him. And she was pretty serious about that shit. And he was like, whatever, bitch.
Look, he stood up on her.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he's smart. He needs to stand up because she might kill him while he's sitting down.
He watched that Jay-Z elevator video. He said, I'm not getting caught off guard.
Yeah, because she was like, I will fuck you up with these 45 arrows that I've been shopping it over here.
Yeah. So Lily and Sam Jr. roll up to the castle.
You called him Sam Jr.
Lil Sam, they roll up.
That scene where she stopped and looked at all them while they was down at the camp.
Oh, that...
Wait, were you talking about Ygritte or?
No, yeah. No.
Yes, yeah. On her way to the, to Castle Black. Yeah, she, I like that she kept it rolling because she looked down and was like, oh, not my business.
Oh, and but she slowed down and I was like, what is she doing? She knows them. Like, you barely survived once. You need to be running. You out here just trying to walk fast. No, you need to be running.
No, she was smart not to run, because you run, you make too much goddamn noise.
Yeah, she had the baby, too.
And it was one of those things which was hilarious. She looked like a white woman that accidentally walked to the ghetto. She was like, up. I was supposed to get to the ghetto. Come on, baby, let's go.
She looked like Mark Cuban when she sees a black, when he sees a regular black person or a criminal white man.
Like, she was like, I don't need to be here. My bad. Like,
is this a black man that works in IT? I need to cross the street.
Yes, so. They didn't gentrify this neighborhood yet. My bad.
Not yet. Ain't no benches there.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't no bodegas in this neighborhood. I got to go.
So he walked it. They walked in, and that's when we had the old ass dude that looked like the Emperor from Star Wars talking to Samwise about, you know, his old lost love. And the thing about this old man though, Master Amon looked like he was willing to die that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was like, let it come. I'm at the end anyway. My arthritis acting up. It's cold as shit.
I can't see.
You know, like, he didn't look like he was too attached to the idea of living anyways. Mm-hmm. This nigga's blind. He's like, I know my way around, because even though I can't see. I said, this dude don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and he can't read, but he watches the library.
Right.
I tell you.
Right. He's just bitter. He just sits around thinking about how probably Lady Yelena did him wrong and dying every day.
He said, listen, you know how long it's been since I've been with a woman? Yeah. I'm looking forward to death.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's a long time to start looking forward to death, man.
What's that,
2 weeks?
My man,
said 2-3.
Yeah, he got that Donald Sterling life plan. And he said, love is the death of duty, which is a dope line that he dropped. Ygritte was outside with a brick trying to throw it into John's horse and scratching up the side of his paint and shit. And I kept thinking also, y'all think Master Amon is one of those white dudes that doesn't use a towel at the YMCA?
Amon, definitely.
He got that look.
He don't use them wipes.
You're not even gonna wrap your balls up, man, really.
Amon is the white dude that leans over in front of you. Yeah. The other man balls hanging low. and the white ass hair. The white ass hair. White hair coming out your ass. That's Amon.
Trying to have a discussion about LeBron last night and this nigga comes up. I think Sam was in the library looking for Playboys. I think that's what was going on.
Secretly.
Right. He's like, what's the adult section?
He did have that startled look when the maester walked in.
Yeah, I'm
just doing my history, reading up on the history of the wall. Right. Coming up with strategy.
Why is your dick out? Why is your dick out?
But I thought you couldn't see. I know it's out.
Reading.
I don't have to see to know your dick's out.
I don't have to see it, but I can smell your balls. Why ain't no bass here?
So
you see not bath one at the wall. Have you seen anybody take a bath?
Hell no. Hell
just
no.
Itchy crotches dang everywhere.
You know what I am kind of shocked, though, at this point? That there's no gay people at the wall. Like, you would think that either, one, people would send gay people there. Like, people
try
to
be, like, prison gay?
Yeah, like, they try to, like, one, they need to send gay people there because they're outcasts from society. I remember Joffrey talked about making it illegal at one point to be gay. And then also you would think that they would, that maybe just people would get prison gay, like you said, where it's just like, well, shit, man, ain't no women around, so.
Well, they do have a whorehouse right up the street.
Oh, you know what? That's true. That explains a lot, yeah.
That kind of, I mean, if there's a whorehouse around the corner from every prison in America that they could just go to.
Right, you're right.
Wouldn't be a lot of rapes, huh?
Yeah, people just need hope. They just need the hope of some pussy.
Like, even in the movie Life. With Eddie and Martin, they got a little tang here now, dude.
Right, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So Lily made it back just in time to die with Sam.
How many entrances are there to the wall? I mean, damn, they got like five different entrances.
I do like the under
one that goes out that he told to block up and they stupid asses didn't.
Yeah, the tunnel.
There's the main one that goes to the town in the town direction.
Yep. I like that.
They probably got a back door too with a screen on it.
I like that the dude guarding the door was basically looking at Sam like, for what? Well, he was like, hey man, open the door. That's the love of my life. He was like, and?
They're like, somebody might be behind her.
Yeah, she on the wrong side of the wall, cuz. I don't know if you noticed.
Sam bucked up and he was like, let me open this door before he jumps on me with his fat ass.
Yeah. Well, that is one thing about being fat, man. Like, when you do get moved to anger, people do not normally want to fuck with you because you can never tell exactly how strong or weak a fat person is.
That's true, because you don't want to test it either.
All right, they might be like whack fat, or they might be like what's the dude that was in The Blind Side?
Yeah.
Like, he might be that kind of fat. You don't know until they hands is on you, being like, god damn, this nigga strong
as fuck with his fat self.
Yeah. Damn, you fat ass nigga, you choking me.
Had all that Sam strength got, that fat.
Sam got out a good line when you were talking about Eamon's line. Sam got out a good line because that's what men do. I thought that was a great line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's seen his woman.
So from Sam.
He saw the hope. He saw the hope, the glimmer and the light below her waist.
Mm-hmm.
She asked him, why are you gonna go fight? You can't fight. Because that's what men do. I said, damn right there, Sam.
Yeah, getting some balls.
I said, man, please let this nigga live. Like, he about to go out there and get winded as soon as he get out the hallway. But,
he should have asked to at least smell it before he went out the war.
I just
he
like.
He did kiss her, though.
He did.
He did kiss her.
I like that he basically just decided, like, I'm never giving up. I'm never passing up pussy again in my life. Like, yep. that was a mistake. And I would learn from it. If I get a second chance and she showed up, he said, open that goddamn gate.
There you go.
I'll kill you.
And dude saw it on him. Better yet, he smelled it on him. I'm telling you, ain't no bathrooms. He smelled it on him. It's like, let me let his ass in. You know how hard Sam's dick was as soon as he saw that gate?
Oh, man. Yes. And he was like,
open
nigga.
This door.
Right now.
Open this door.
He was like, open this door. I'm just going to stand in front of it with my dick and it'll open on its own.
That dude was too close to the door anyway.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm that close to a door and I know the enemy. I don't be yelling from across the yard. Who is it? What you want? Ain't nobody home.
Somebody could just knock me like dominoes.
Yup. Y'all standing all at the door.
So, they cut to the army that was outside the gate, by the way. That was a lot of niggas, dog. And it didn't even look like the full 100,000. It just looked like couple thousand.
And not only that, that was a big ass fire in the background.
Yeah.
That's just a raiding party.
Yeah,
it was just a raiding party.
Like, I just seen all them niggas. I was like, how many of y'all is it? Like, 20? Like,
It's not, not only that, giants, mammoths.
Yeah.
What else y'all gonna come with? Something, a dragon? What y'all got? What y'all got? Anything's possible in this show. You know that, right?
They was too hyped to fight, too. Like, they was excited. Like, finally.
Because that's what they do. They like, we fight.
But the thing is, like, they were taking on some insurmountable odds, you know, when you think about the defenses at the Castle Black. But they were like, fuck it. Like, we don't even care. We're going to climb this wall. And John was like, it take a while to climb that wall, dog. It was like, yeah, but was you like in a rush? Or was you just, or was you trying to sneak up the wall? Cause these niggas not going to be sneaking, dog.
Yeah. John was like, it'll be tomorrow before they get up the wall.
Yeah. Turns out that is a fucking lie.
The other thing is, how strong are your arms that you can climb that fucking wall?
You know what? Strong as hell.
Yes. They're like, we out in the forest. We climb trees. We eat. We eat the fucking trees.
Yes.
We exercise. We lift shit. Just because
they got prison muscles.
Yeah.
You ever see dude that's fresh out with prison muscles? Utility muscles? These muscles ought to be used.
So, Sir Alistair, is sitting up there gauging the situation and,
this nigga.
He finally realizes that his pettiness may have led to a miscalculation and he turns to John and was like, go ahead and say it. And John was like, man, I don't even know what you're talking about. He said, come on. Go ahead and say you right, cause I should have fucking closed the tunnel.
Yeah.
And John was like, man, I ain't even gonna say that shit. He was like, well, you know what leadership is? It's not about being right all the time, cause somebody always gonna second guess you and whoever's in, you know, below you. It's about, you know, having clarity of vision and leading in the tough times. And he gave.
By the way, that was foreshadowing as to who was going to end up being the leader.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was foreshadowing right there.
Well, to me, that is like the theme of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to ascend to power. It doesn't matter who's in power because there will always be someone below you who thinks you are fucking up and ready to take you down at a second's notice. They just need a chance. So it doesn't even fucking matter who you root for or any of this shit, because the second you get to the top, a nigga's going to take you off. And if on the way to the top, a nigga will take you off of here just because you are above them.
Well, I always feel like the whole theme of Game of Thrones for me has always been the right person is not leading. That's always been what I felt. The right person is not in charge. If the right person is in charge, we don't have these problems. All the way back to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
When they took the city, they shouldn't have put Robert Baratheon on the throne. They should have put Ned Stark on the throne. Right. You put Ned Stark on the throne, we don't have any of these problems.
You know what it is, though, but that's the illusion of leadership. Because if Ned Stark would have done it, the things that got Ned Stark killed are the things that,
would make him a good leader.
Right.
Like, would have got him killed.
Yeah. And that's also the reason he didn't want any power.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's fucked up. The guy you need to be in charge is the exact dude who's like, man, I don't want to do
he's
all
smart,
that shit.
He's smart enough to know he don't want it.
Because we end up in
the other Stark that got the power, Rob, it was put on him. Again, he's Ned's son. It was put on him. And here we go with John. It's put on him. Also, with Bran Stark, he's got this power of the foresight and stuff. He didn't ask for it. None of the Starks have asked for the power that they've been given.
Right.
They just assume it. Ned Stark didn't ask to be the hand of the king. He didn't even want to be the hand of the king.
You know what's crazy is Rob's letdown was falling in love and not being able to say no. And
would you have said no to her? Honestly.
Me personally, I would have said no to her. I didn't like her.
Didn't like her?
She was a fucking pacifist, dog, and I'm in a goddamn war. I don't have time for this shit.
Yep.
Like, there's certain character traits I understand how you can work around. I can't work around. My job is killing people.
Zombie apocalypse
rules. I'm a firm believer in yin and yang, man. You need somebody like that in your life.
Zombie apocalypse rules is going to affect during war.
You need a yin to your yang, man. You have to have that. You have to have peace. A balance of softness to the hardness. They would have been a perfect team as far as I can see.
I'm a believer.
She backed her man. So
I'm a believer in yang and yang. we about to go out here and start yanging on these niggas for killing my daddy. And I really, she was trying to talk of some sin. Well, you know, I know they killed your daddy. Bitch, what? How you gonna, don't start with no butt after that. That's it. They killed my daddy. He died.
They got my sisters.
Decision to get down with some yang, and she was right there with him.
They got my sisters.
Right, she got him killed. She got him
talking
killed.
Keep your enemies alive.
Talking about we in love. Okay. That's how it works. You think that's how it works? Y'all dead.
You think because you opened up your legs one good time, we in love now.
That's why John the best, man, because John was like, the one thing that could have stopped him was being in love with Ygritte. He was like, nigga, are you crazy?
He just met that girl. Yeah. It ain't the same. He ain't spent no time with her. He just met that girl.
She broke him off some of that wild thing. He was supposed to fall in love. Them niggas made love.
She saved his life, though.
He ate that thing.
She saved his life.
having never done it before, by the way.
Them niggas was supposed to be in love.
And this was before they went to the spring. He ate her out.
Yeah. So he had that real acid.
Yeah. He told her no and took them arrows, man. That's a good character trait.
Yeah. Black Pop said a pimp named Jon Snow. The whole thing. Yes, start with a pimp. every time.
Sir Alistair gives the I'm an asshole, but you're gonna have to respect me speech. And John's like, that shit don't matter, dog. Like, it's a wrap. We gotta fight now. We don't have what could have happened is over.
Yep.
Yeah, he ain't tripping on that. He worried about the enemies at the gates.
Yeah, Samwise.
John went out like a G, though. He did.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When he was rallying them and hyping them up, he went out like a G.
That nigga was like, he's the Bill Belichick of the Night's Watch, dog. Like, you don't got to like him, but he is, like, you got to respect him, dog. I had a lot more respect for him after this episode than I did before.
Yeah, because I think for me, none of them dudes was properly trained, and when John wanted to train them, the dude was like, nah, don't really fucking train them. I was like, well, all of them gonna die. And they were so incompetent, they were blowing themselves up. I was like, what the fuck is these niggas doing?
Yeah, them niggas was fucking up. So Lily, was getting hidden downstairs by Samwise, and that's what she was like, can't you just stay down here? And he's like, no. I'm gonna leave you here where it's safe, but I gotta go out here and be a man, baby. They ain't never gonna respect me if I'm hiding down here with you.
She was Say the line.
What was it again? That's a man's,
Cause that's what men do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wrote shit down and underlined it.
She wasn't gonna respect him either.
Right. That's what she don't know. Is if he would have stayed his ass down there like Peter from the Cosby Show, she would have been like, oh, see, you a bitch.
You can't fight anyway.
Yeah. It's that thing where like you'll be out and your girl's like, well, don't fight him. You like, well, if I don't, you might not understand how whack I'll become.
That's why T.I. had to throw that chill.
Yeah. T.I. had to swing on Floyd. Like, unfortunately, when a man says control your bitch, you don't have a choice but to swing, or you had to go home and be like, hey, you know, it's Floyd, and I hope that's enough, and it's never enough.
Yeah, he said control my bitch. Not my bitch. He said bitch.
Control the beach. Yeah, I control the beach. Gilly was nagging and shit, and Sam went upstairs. She ain't got no rings on her fingers yet, so. Then somebody else gave another motivational speech. I think it was John. I start feeling like Ray Lewis, dog. Like, everybody was giving that motivational halftime speech.
You better have, because them niggas were scared.
Yeah, Sam gave a motivational speech, man. Because dude was like, how the fuck you kill one of the White Walkers? He was like, hey.
Yeah, I was scared.
He was like, wasn't you this way? He was like, when I was, dog, when it was, I had the knife and this nigga's about to kill me, I was nothing at all. I was already dead, as far as I was concerned. I just had to do what it took to survive. And,
Rich, by the way, I wrote that down. I read a lot of Japanese philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That is, there's a Japanese swordsman named Miyamoto Musashi. He wrote a book called The Book of Five Rings, which is a great book to read, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big lines in that is embrace nothingness. If you're going to go into battle, you have to embrace the nothingness of the battle. You can't think about the winning and the losing. You don't think about anything. Just go in and focus on what you're doing, and you let things happen because the destiny has already been written, which is basically what Sam was saying. I'm really liking the author more and more because I can see where his influences are coming from. Mm-hmm. He's taking things from Japanese philosophy, from medieval philosophies, mm-hmm. from military philosophies. He's taking things from everywhere and blending them into this show.
Yeah, from Salon.com.
As well as the titty philosophy. The titty philosophy is important.
Yeah.
You can't never forget that.
He gets that from thechive.com. And also, some of his feminism, I think he gets that from Salon.com and Blogger.
Everybody in the chat room, check out the Book of Five Rings. Check that out.
So, this is when I realized, that they were actually attacking the wall from both sides, cause I hadn't been paying attention apparently. I was like, I don't know why I was like, wait a minute, these niggas about to get them from both sides?
They're climbing the wall, yeah.
Yeah, like they not, cause I just assumed they would just try to break in one place. It was like, nope, climb the wall and bust down the gate for the other part. That's when they finally showed them giants riding them woolly mammoths.
What?
Yep.
And I just said, run. Fuck it.
You know what I was thinking? Why didn't the giants go first? Like, why I got to run out here and potentially get shot by arrows when this big-ass giant hill and he on mammoth back?
You know why the giants didn't go first? Because who the fuck going to tell them what to do?
That's the truth.
It's like telling Shaq to work out in the offseason. The only thing you can do is just be complaining subliminally during the regular season. Like, well, if everyone was in shape. Are you talking about Shaq? are you talking about Shaq, Kobe?
Well, if we had these giants on these mammoths up front, maybe Bobby wouldn't have died. Who you talking to? Nobody.
No, sir. Yeah, the Giants was chilling or whatever, but they was riding a woolly mammoth, which was dope as shit. Egret showed up like Hawkeye after listening to Mary J. Blige and was killing the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah, she was like, you get an arrow, you get one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
she put one through my man's neck. That was harsh.
That one came out of nowhere.
You know what, though? I ain't like that nigga. He talked too much.
You scared, though, man.
Man, well, we in a battle and you got all these goddamn questions. Put an arrow in somebody. The time for talking was over.
It almost made me not like Sam, though. Because
Sam had to keep Sam had to keep answering them and shit.
And then he lied to him, though, like, it's going to be all right. And yeah. I was like, that's what you tell your girlfriend when she's wearing something that's whack, and you're like, girl, you're going to kill him tonight at the club, ain't you? He's like, nah, just tell her she need to go change that. I don't know why she bought that shit.
Although the Thins music started playing, which is my favorite. That's my favorite piece of music on this show. Like, that theme song for them big-ass niggas is so good. The horns and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dog. That shit is like, it's up there with the Emperor's theme from Star Wars to me, or Darth Vader's theme for Star Wars to me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's so foreboding. Like, we about to kill the fuck out of y'all. So, they gave another halftime speech from Sir Alistair, and he was like,
he got him hyped though. He gets him hyped.
Yeah. Oh, the halftime speeches was working. I mean, I'm not hating on him, but that's what they was.
And he could fight. I was like, oh, this old man can fight.
Yeah, dog.
Well, you don't get to be an old ranger without knowing a little bit of something, my father would say. You don't get to be an old man.
That was that
a little bit of something.
That was funny too, because like he left Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl in charge of the wall.
Yeah.
Then he went downstairs and started fighting, and the assistant coach was like, you know, a Dallas assistant coach becoming head coach because he was fucking up, man.
Yes, he was.
God damn, he was.
He's
fucking
Dallas. Up. Look, Jason. He's Jason Garrett.
Yes. It was like
he's Jason Garrett. Go down to the locker room and sit down there for a little while.
I know we got a 20-point lead, but why don't we just keep throwing the ball?
See, I was gonna say he was Romo's quarterback coach.
There you go.
Same thing. That's what Jason Garrett used to be. That's what he used to be. So yeah, he was fucking up bad, man. Jon Snow and them was looking at him like, so what you want us to do? And he's like, shit. Now hold up. I know I wrote this down somewhere.
What a place.
I think we got fire barrels, so we're going to do that.
And my man said, hey, coach, I think you left your clipboard in your locker room.
You want to come and
get the clipboard. And as soon as you lock the damn door, please.
Yes. That dude ran in there with the baby and Lily, and he actually was looking like, what y'all doing down here? I'm scared.
Yeah, like, y'all in my eyes.
You know what?
He walked in the door and was like, ah! Oh, I'm sorry.
That
he was a little.
He was such a punk ass bitch because they was talking the whole time. He was looking at them Giants and shit, still talking that nonsense, talking about we gonna win. And I was like, are you in denial about what you see? These big ass Giants.
Well, my man. Well, it was that Jon Snow said. Well, there go them Giants I was talking about.
Yeah, they right there.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't see no Giants. I mean, them niggas might just be tall.
They just tall. They been eating a lot.
Yeah.
Was he the one that was trying to
each other's shoulders?
Was he the one trying to defend John though when they was trying to vote on shit?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No.
He wasn't one of the people on the council was like, well, yeah. John might have a point.
Nah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He was the one about the tunnel.
Yes.
Because he was the engineer of the tunnel.
Yes.
If he was the tunnel engineer, then he was against John.
Yep.
Cause it seemed like he always been scared. Like this ain't his first time being a bitch and going to hide in that room. Like anytime it's time to go out that tunnel, he magically just, oh, I was in the supply room. Y'all left without me.
Yeah, that's his move and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, and I think he probably does that for every fight. So that's why he knew where the spot was. And if I was her, I'd have fought that nigga and said, get your ass out here. If my punk ass man's willing to fight, you better get your ass out there too.
I was mad she was standing there. Like, why was she hiding in the room? Like, in the room, but still hiding in the room. Like, at least be up under the table or something.
Well, thank God she wasn't hiding because that would have been his spot. Yeah. Like, that nigga was like, the hiding spot is over there behind the grates. You know what? Move. This is my spot. So he went down there like a biatch.
Yes, he did.
And he was in denial, like Republicans, about anything Obama does and shit.
Yes.
Like, them ain't, these latest employment numbers, nah, them ain't Giants.
Them aren't Giants.
And that's when the moment of the show, the gif of the show, when the motherfucking Giant pulled out his bow.
Yep. Yes.
Shit. He shot through
he shot a tree trunk up there.
And with accuracy, dog. He shot that shit through wooden planks into a nigga's chest. The momentum carried him off the wall and into the courtyard.
Over the castle. No, it knocked him over the wall into the back onto the other side.
Yeah.
Shot him with a tree trunk. I was like... And by the way, how many of those guys on the wall do you think had ever seen a mammoth ever?
Zero.
Think about that. So to them, these are demons on monsters, basically. Think about it like that. That's a demon on a monster.
If John hadn't warned them, their response would have been, nigga, they got giants.
Right. luckily, he had prepared everybody for the possibility, but you're right. He was like, everybody was like, oh, so that's what giants do.
Yeah, and John was like, niggas, I told y'all. I've been trying to tell y'all. Nobody believed me.
And meanwhile, Eager's just racking up bodies.
Yeah. I think she was probably counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't see John yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smell him yet.
So Ball Cuz deserted his post. Sam, boy died. He told him he was all right. With that neck arrow.
So you can tell him. He know you're not all right.
He should have pushed his ass to the side and used him as a shield to block to block future arrows or whoever shot that other arrow.
He wasn't thinking like that.
For Call of Duty players, Egret was building up towards a nuke, with her kill streak. Like, I was expecting her to call in like a helicopter or some shit. Like, she killed so many people without getting injured. So Egret was looking around there and for John, hoping that Love would have brought his ass home last night.
Aww.
She
wanted to throw some hot grits at that point.
Yeah, she was about to let him hop in the shower and then throw hot grits on him. And so the other side, the Giants, start trying to tear the tunnel gate down with the mammoth, which is funny because they, like one of the Giants got fucked up.
They put the fire on their ass. I was waiting on that. I was like, why don't they have any fire coming down that fucking...
Right.
Dump some fire on their ass.
And they had to start listening to John. John took over. He was in the management trainee program, dog.
Well, he's his father's son. Let's say it like that.
I mean, that nigga was in there doing fries, working the grill.
Cashing people out.
Yeah, the register. Like,
yeah.
I think I saw him clean up the bathroom. This motherfucker did everything.
He was mopping the front. Greeting folks.
This ain't McDonald's. This is McDowell's.
Right.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Jon Snow is Ned Stark's son. As soon as he started taking commands, he is Ned Stark's son.
And they were listening, man. You know?
They was looking like, nigga, we want to live.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to die. You were right.
And so, Sir Alistair got fucked up. That's when he finally, like, took a couple blows. And Sam was still holding dude with the arrow.
And like, Alistair was still giving a pep talk as he was getting drugged away.
He was. He like, fuck them niggas up. It's not over. I was like, man.
I can't move, but I'm a yell until y'all take me away.
Yo, the fight between him and, oh, what the fuck is the dude's name? With the red hair.
Oh, the leader of the Wildlings, redhead. Yeah,
Tormund. The
he
fight.
He said he fucked a bear.
Yeah, the fight between Tormund and, motherfucking, Sir Alistair was good as shit.
Yes, it was.
Tormund was so mad this nigga got away.
He was like, tried to go after him.
Are you fucking serious? I was going to kill him. But he just kept moving anyway.
Back to killing.
Yeah. So Sam over there camping and shit, like Call of Duty, hiding and shit in the corner. And then he ended up getting a little bit too much confidence because he's like, let me go talk to John. And, before he went up there, he saw the little boy that operated the elevator and he was like, hey, cuz, don't be scared. Just get you a weapon.
That's exactly what he said. Hey, cuz, don't be scared. pick you a weapon. That's exactly how he said it.
Pick your ass up something.
He was frightened.
Because you know what? And Sam was right. Because the thins will kill a little nigga. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you might as well go out bucking.
Well, that boy had said he was the best archer in his village.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you don't need no arrows here. Yeah. Surprise!
Yeah, he gave him and it was funny too because like the bow that they cut to was the tiniest bow in the city. Like, I don't, who the fuck was using that little bow and arrow?
The one that got shot in the neck.
Thank you, Cameron. Cameron did say, don't forget that Sam did kill a thin.
Yeah, he did. He did, dog. I thought he was gonna die.
He got lucky as hell.
Yeah, I think that might have been later though, but because he went upstairs to get talk to John and shit. And
it was then. It was when he.
It was
when they came back down.
Yeah, they came down. Yeah, they came down
before that.
Okay, so it was before that.
He picked up the crossbow, loaded it, shot the guy, and then ran over to go up the elevator.
Yeah, you're right. So he shot that dude, and I thought that dude was gonna fuck him up too, man.
He was.
Cause that dude was big as shit. That was just like the shot of a lifetime.
That was one of the angry dudes.
Dr. Deuce Stacks has got a great question in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce Stacks.
Was that the first time a fat dude lived through a fight like that? probably. I don't know.
Right now, I'm trying to think of a movie that.
I like that it was realistic. Well, Sammo Hung has an entire catalog of living through fights as a fat
dude. That's true.
But I actually like that, the battle wasn't unrealistic for him.
Mm-mm.
Like, it still was like some fat nigga shit, like shoot a nigga with a bow and arrow or something. Like, it was like, oh, a crossbow. You know, like, it wasn't some like, and then he karate chopped this nigga and stomped on his neck. Like,
Yeah.
He barely lived, dog. That's exactly how I would live through a battle. Backpedaling and out of breath. He kills dude, goes upstairs and shit. He tells John, like, man, we losing downstairs, dude. So it's a problem. And John's like, God damn it, I got to do everything.
Yeah, he was like, the coach is out. Come on, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, all right, man, well, I'll help you out downstairs. No problem. He told his other homie, said, take 5 men, go down to the tunnel because the giant about to get in, which made me wonder, like, why the fuck did the giant, like, why were they even using the mammoth? Because these niggas, one nigga by himself lifted the fuck out of that gate.
But the mammoths are stronger.
Yeah, okay. I think the fact that they want to tear the door down versus having somebody hold it up.
Okay, you're
like,
right.
Like, they want to just rip it off so everybody can freely go in.
Yeah, but that nigga was mad. They killed his homie.
Oh, he was hot.
You know, maybe they was two gay jars or something. I don't know. But that nigga was like, you done fucked up my homie and everybody gonna die. So he came into the tunnel. By himself.
Yeah, they had to get that speech to each other.
I couldn't figure out why they didn't drop more fire down.
Yeah, like they must not have been able to reload. Well, you know what? They did blow up the barrels and kill everybody, so. Or kill one of the dudes killed himself with the barrel, so maybe they couldn't.
Yeah. Man,
shoot an arrow down, one of the big arrows. Do something.
Yeah, then they had to fill them full of oil and shit like that.
Throw a body down, make them hungry. You know what I'm saying? Do something.
So John goes downstairs and he's like, listen. I appreciate you coming to get me, Sam, but I'm gonna need you to go let my wolf out, dog. I need him. And I was like, I thought he might have talked about Brand or something. Nah, he's talking about his wolf. And that wolf was fucking niggas up.
He said, I need him more than you.
Yes.
I need him more than you. You stay away.
Yeah, you went 1-0 today. You've done the most you can do.
He using them Popovich used one of the Spurs for.
And John went back right back to, even with the thins and the fucking wildlands, he went right back to his old shit. It was like LeBron coming to the YMCA and playing niggas 1-on-1 because he was fucking everyone up, man. He's just so good at fighting, man. Like, I just kept thinking he was going to die or something.
Yeah, bastard. I've been fighting my whole life. I had to come here and fight you, too.
As soon as he, by the way, when John came downstairs, mm-hmm. when John came down to join the battle, I watched that whole sequence standing up. It was like I was watching the Super Bowl when the Steelers were driving down. The Steelers are my team. When they were driving downfield.
Yes.
And Roethlisberger threw that last pass into the end zone. I watched that whole sequence standing up. Same shit. I was shifting back and forth.
Yeah.
I was talking big shit. Get him! Get him! Get him!
And we got one of the best shots of the entire fucking series ever. The panning, sweeping shot from like the entire battlefield from John to Egret.
Yes. Yeah.
God damn, that was good. Oh man, I rewound that. Like, look at this shit. Like,
we also got a great death. Hammer Foo.
Oh yeah. He fought the Thren that Stir, I think is his name. The one that Egret told not to try to kill him. And he was fuck that Ginger Minj. I'm doing what I wants to do. It's a battle.
Yeah, he sought him out too.
No rules. And Egret started smelling that cologne and was running towards him to see what happened.
Yeah.
She wanted to talk
in his dome, didn't he?
Oh yeah. Stop. Hammer time.
See, Egret wanted to talk before she killed him. I think she wanted to kill him, but she wanted to talk first. Yeah.
She wanted that tongue.
She wanted him to know it was her. Like she more than anything else, Egret wants him to know how hurt she was. For what he did to her.
That's what I'm saying. She's not out to kill him.
I think she'd have killed him.
She's hurting and I want you back, Daddy. No. Ain't nobody else doing me like this.
You know what? I think the opposite. I think she was like, I'm hurt. I'm angry. I purposely missed you last time, but this time I'm gonna fuck you up on purpose.
I'm gonna tell you like Patrice O'Neal says, and no woman should feel any kind of passion, that kind of passion about a man. If a woman feels that kind of passion about a man, that shit can be turned into love like that.
And it can also be turned into murder.
See, she had time to think about it.
I'm gonna tell you like Snap told me. Sometimes women will kill your ass.
Yep.
Off of that same love.
Yeah.
Now we all watch Snap.
Yeah, I watched enough Snap to know the look in her eyes. I said, she is gonna kill this nigga. I thought she was gonna kill fucking Stir for trying to kill him and then kill him. Like to be like, oh, I ain't saving you. This my kill. I've been thinking about you.
Yeah, but then when she saw his eyes, when she saw that curly black hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that white boot then started sneaking up on her. It was funny though because like John barely won that fight against her. Like that fight went on for a minute and
that's a big dude, man.
Yeah, it was close. That shit was real, real close.
That's a big dude.
He hit that dude with that hammer and won that shit. But damn, that was a good death.
Yeah, that's the one thing John learned about when he was trying to go save Bran was that I gotta fight by any means necessary.
Yeah, fight dirty.
At all times.
Blood in his eyes.
Yep.
Like my man spit in his face. Mm-hmm. And put the hammer in his head.
You know, it's funny. I bet that Thin's favorite shark is a hammerhead.
you think he always keeping his head in the game?
Yeah. You know, he's always.
I think it was really headstrong the way he decided.
he normally is one step ahead of the competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he seemed hard headed. Apparently not. So Egret was studying wrong because she hesitated. She was looking at John and she said, maybe in another life could have worked this out.
Back, baby.
We should have stayed in the cave.
Yep. She said, yeah, she hit him with that. We should have stayed in the cave. Is. But the reason I think she was going to kill him is because there was no way both of them could live.
Oh, no.
Like, either he had to die, she had to die, and I think she just... She was taking her time because she had him dead to rights. It was nothing he could do. And he was trying to talk his way out of that shit like, you know, like we do. Like, he tried, hey, baby, hey, you know, man, you know, how it is. War. Shit is crazy, baby.
I was going to come back and get you.
Yeah, I was, you know, we can still work this out. And that's when Ollie was like, arrow through your heart.
Yes, and the thing I loved about that little boy, he gave John the brother man nod. He was like, gotta, you welcome. And he marched his ass on and started killing other people.
He was like, bros over hoes.
Yeah, he was like, I got your back.
Another scorned woman.
You loving these hoes, John?
Yeah, you know you can't love them. He just turned away. Another scorned woman dying over a man who never loved her back. Just like a Tyler Perry movie.
She was like, we should have stayed in a cave.
At least she wasn't a baby mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, right after he had nailed that one dude, to turn around and you know, hold her in the middle of this battlefield.
That's a little unrealistic.
I hated that scene.
That's for the soft hearted people who watch the show also.
Yeah, I hate every scene in every movie where bullets are flying or whatever the fuck. And then you take time out to have a personal moment and just fate allows you to. It's like, sure, a fucking arrow just whizzed by here, but hey man, you were a good soldier.
You mean you didn't like that in Forrest Gump?
No, man.
Forrest killed Bubba Bubba died.
When the white man appropriated that brother's shrimp recipes. Oh, we don't want to talk about that, huh? Oh, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, Forrest Gump is Macklemore. took all the credit for that shit. It's Bubba Gump shrimp. The money go to me, but it's Bubba Gump.
He gave something to his mama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he gave like 10% like Puffy does.
He gave her that first check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need, a follow up to Forrest Gump that's based on the black mama being like, we never got the rest of that money.
Yeah. He gave her that first check.
I still buy my boys.
You know what I did like about all of, I called them John's men.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that John was close with, they all, they held. They all acted in a brave, heartfelt manner. They all held.
Well,
even Sam.
Yo, first of all, shout out to that Scythe on the wall, because they really threw that shit out very like, oh yeah, don't forget guys, use the scythe. All right, I'll be back. Man, when they unleashed that joint, it was cleaving dudes, man.
And I think that was the turning point when everybody else was like, man, fuck this wall. We need to find another way.
Man, they turned around and ran. It was like, oh, they got scythes.
I didn't know what the fuck it was. I was like, oh, that's that big ass chain. I was like, oh.
It was off the chain.
Yeah.
And then Tormund was the only one left. And he was like, kill me, Jon Snow. And he started cramping up like Bronn and shit. And he was like, I should have killed you in the, when I had a chance. And he was like, you should have. Lock him up.
Yep. Jon Bars. He was like, but you didn't, nigga. I'm here.
We finally, get to, my man Samwise meeting up with Lily again. Old punk ass man down the corner crying and shit. that scene was like, so he had to feel so bad being judged by a man that was real fat and shouldn't even been fighting, and a woman and a baby.
he was scared, more scared than all of them was.
Yeah, he was behind his door, was down behind the door with his head down.
Yeah.
Gilly was the one who stood there with the door was open, like, whatever's coming through these doors, I'm going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting in the corner with his head down.
Oh, man. So Jon Snow finally gets his impossible white man on to the next level. And they go down to the tunnel. All his homies held. They died.
They held.
But they killed a giant.
They was chanting to the end.
Man, I wanted to see that scene so bad.
I thought they were going to show us.
You know, that giant was fucking them up.
Hey, man, with them saying the vows as he was coming up the tunnel at him. That's a fire. That was a good scene, dog.
Yeah, dog. Fire. I wanted to see the fight because, you know, soon he probably broke down that gate.
What?
Slam like three niggas on the wall, immediately severing all they spines.
Yeah.
Like, it had to be luck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, someone, like, stabbed his neck or some shit, and then, like...
I was already thinking. I was like, cut him in the legs. Cut low. Right. Try to get his hamstrings. Try to get his Achilles. Go low.
I don't know how he lost.
Yeah, he was running that bitch like a running back. The
whole time, I was like, shoot him. Shoot him with your arrow in the eye. Shoot him.
It's like, we got to wait till he get close.
So, Jon Snow comes up with a plan. And in true impossible white man fashion.
It's a stupid plan.
He said, he said, you're right, it's a bad plan, but what's your plan?
I know it's
exactly.
Terrible.
That's exactly what he would say to me and you, Johnny. Like, you're right, it is stupid. What you got? You know what I would say? I got nothing.
I would tell him, you know what? I have time. Let's think about a good plan.
Nah, Sam was like, well, shit, dude, man. You just went 47-0 in fighting. I'm gonna take your word for it. Like, this is not the time to be correcting you. You know what I mean?
Sam hit him with the ice cube to Smokey from Friday line, though. Come back! Yeah. Hit him with that line.
I don't gotta go with you, do I?
Right. The craziest part of this was when this is the, like, true impossible white man. When this nigga turned back to Sam and gave him his sword and was like, I said I wouldn't lose this, so hold on to this. I was like, nigga, you need that.
Yeah.
You gonna go fight Mance Rayder? Like, you about to go fight the baddest motherfucker that leads the biggest army, and you not even taking a sword? What the fuck are you gonna do? Talk to him?
Oh, like Think Pretty Smart said, he didn't even take his wolf with him. You right, he didn't take his wolf with him.
Yeah,
that's
dog.
Interesting.
Nigga just went out like, hey man, it's been nice.
I can
nice
do this,
going.
I don't need nothing.
Yeah, like he was like,
he's like that hard brother that goes outside with no coat in the winter.
Yeah, he's like John.
I don't need no coat.
He's like John McClane in the first Die Hard when he loses his shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna do this without shoes. You're like, nigga, that's glass.
Yep. Like, at least take the enemy boots. At least take a pair of their boots.
By the way, this is the fastest 53 minutes in TV history.
Yes.
This show, it felt 15 minutes long. Like, I looked at the clock and said, that's the end. I was like, oh wait. Yeah. That's a full episode.
I spent 15 of it standing.
Yeah. Yes. It was so good. It's just fight and then speech and then fight. Like, the first half is nothing but halftime speeches. Like, at one point, Ray Lewis shows up and starts dancing and shit and put paint on his face. Like, it was the
best. Let me
tell
you something. If I had seen Ray Lewis in that scene, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, of course he's in this scene. Of course they got Ray Lewis.
And that's what made me mad. Why? I was like, why is it the 30 more minutes of this show?
Oh, man. First of all, Ray Lewis would have shown up and been like, listen, first of all, God is going to protect all of us. My brothers. Who's my brother's keepers? Woo! We fight!
You like, fight?
Yeah, I'm all about that shit.
Yes.
Dude, the guy knocked aside his head. Yeah. Just like everybody else when they get a hoorah speeches.
Nah, that's only the Ironborn. Like, that shit only applies to the Ironborn people. Them niggas give halftime speeches and immediately get fucked up.
Tyrion gave a great halftime speech too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He told them There's brave men outside these walls. Let's go kill them.
Yes. The smallest nigga on the court.
Yeah.
Like Muzzy. That's like Muzzy Bowles talking to Alonzo. Like, we about to block these shots. But yeah, I fuck with that. So I guess that's pretty much the whole episode. What are y'all looking forward to next week? I will start first with you, Karen.
I am looking forward to Tyrion's trial. Not the trial, but just to see what's going to happen. You know, are they going to kill him? Is something, you know, dramatic going to happen? I'm looking for the Hound and Arya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Littlefinger and Junior Beyonce.
She
got fine really quick.
Yes, really quick.
I think she's Sasha Fierce now.
Oh, Sasha Fierce.
She changed the Malfeasant.
She's done everything. I'm looking for
Hold up. Justin said Malfeasant. It's Maleficent.
Maleficent.
But keep
whatever.
Going.
Oh, don't feel bad.
I appreciate it.
I gotta report you. That's all.
Correct me, my brother. Yeah, Correct me.
Malfeasant is good. Though. That's pretty funny.
Oh, make a meme for that.
That's better than me. The first time I said it was a magnificent. So
I was supposed to write them for that one too.
Yeah, I was like, Roger looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, that's not the name. He was like, no.
Karen's like, can we go see?
A theme. Red Kingpin.
Yeah, can we go see Magnificent? I was like, oh god.
And I meant that with all my heart too.
I feel you, Karen.
So, what about you, Randall? What you looking forward to next week?
Well, first of all, at the last thing I wrote was, damn, that was good, with two exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
Like Karen, I'm looking forward to seeing Tyrion's fate, whatever that may be. Personally, I think the fight should be a draw, but I don't know what that equates to.
What are the
times?
That's what I kept saying. Like,
told the rules.
One of the reasons that I want to know if that dude died is because it's like, is that the rule? Like, if it's a tie, like, you still fucking lose, like, or is it, oh, well, he died first, so you lose because your man died first? Like, what's the rule?
That's what I thought, but I don't know.
Seemed like a draw to me. I definitely want to see what's happening with Arya. She's turning into a little insane bitch, so I want to see what she's got going on. That little girl is insane now. She's really going off the deep end.
I love her, but she got to die or something.
I don't expect anything wild to happen with Sansa yet, although I do like how she is getting grown. She got grown really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see what's going on with the queen across the water. Watching her develop into a queen has been a really nice thing. I also want to see the burgeoning love theme between Grey Worm and the queen's maiden.
Yeah, Melisandre.
I thought that was pretty interesting when the queen was braiding her hair. Did you notice that, Karen? The queen was braiding her hair?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, come on, white bitch.
Yeah,
but
I noticed.
But you know,
they freed these slaves. You can't braid black girls' hair.
But
come on, white bitch.
But you know what?
You can do everything.
They showed her how to braid hair because remember on season one, she's with that tribe and all that stuff. They showed her how to do that. They was
true.
We gonna have to show you how to make your hair.
You gonna have a little haired baby?
She had to learn how to cornrow.
That's why.
Khal Drogo's hair.
Yeah, they showed her how to use the olive oil and
survive.
The coconut oil. They was like, look, you're going to fuck him. We're going to have to show you how to braid your hair, baby.
Ride dick and everything.
She's herbs and berries out there, like coming to America.
Yeah.
She's herbs and berries.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why she know how to do that.
Sit down, white girl. Now, listen, this is a hot cone. If you want to win this man's love.
And if it sizzles, that's okay. Don't run.
I think this season has been hot all the way through.
Yeah, it's been great, man. I'm
looking forward to the end of it.
What about you, Justin? What you looking forward to, bro?
I want to see Arya and the Hound jump off the cliff like on the other guys at the beginning with The Rock and Samuel Jackson. I just want to see that. I really can't wait to see what happens to them and then also with Tyrion. That's
two words. Them dragons. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
They're
to
not
see.
In the budget no more, dog.
Nah, I saw them in the preview. I made sure I slow-mo'd that shit, and I saw them yelling in the preview, and they was looking big as fuck. So I'm hoping we get some more dragon work, even if it's just the last scene, because you know they do that a lot with the it's the White Walkers or some shit. Like, hopefully we get something with the dragons. And I still don't know what the fuck happened to the White Walkers, man.
And that baby. What happened to that baby?
Well, the baby's not important.
You the insight of that they take babies and turn them into White Walkers. So I guess that's how they reproduce, maybe?
That baby's not important, I don't think. And then I want to see what's up with the White Walkers because, like, these niggas been taking a slow, sweet-ass time to get to the fight.
That's what they do.
It's been since season one. It's like, is winter coming or not? So I want to see that shit.
Winter is coming, though.
I would hope so, man. Maybe we get some shit with Davos and Stannis Baratheon because they kind of left that story. Oh. What, Karen?
Oh, I want to see what's up with Lady Olenna and the old girl because they was missing during the battle.
Marjorie,
I didn't see them not one time. So I believe they skipped town.
Wait, the other thing, too.
Marjorie is supposed to marry Marjorie's supposed to marry the boy king.
Tommen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they skipped town. They just weren't in that scene.
Okay. Yeah, put that good on him, and that boy will be lost forever.
Oh, man, I thought she was going to do it when she caught him in there sleeping. I said, she about to jerk this nigga into oblivion.
Yeah, he'd be gone.
He going to be in love.
You know, but now, you know the other thing, too, Rod. You want to see the dragons, but the mother of dragons, Daenerys, like we always talk about all the other rulers, like as soon as they get to power, they die.
Yeah.
She got to die.
I'm not like y'all. I'm not attached to anyone on this show. I don't give a fuck who lives and dies.
Now I got
I'm not rooting for anybody. Well, that's how they get you. Then y'all niggas be crying to my over and no.
Yeah, I was
He just gonna kill the niggas y'all like. Stop.
Hey, you can't love anybody on this show. You can't.
I don't even know why people, whenever I hear people talk about it, it's like when people used to watch The Wire and be like, I hope Omar win it all. Like, that don't even make sense. The fucking show is about people dying in misery. It's only gonna happen again.
Omar home.
Yeah. I think Stringer can get it. Okay.
And Brain too. Brain too. I want her to kill somebody. At least one person this episode.
Oh, she will.
I hope she meets up with the Hound. Like, I like to see them niggas, like,
fight.
So the Hound can kill her? The Hound is rough, dog.
Yo, the Hound will kill the shit out of her without thinking about it. Well, you know what? He got that sore, and he might be sick.
He is sick.
We don't know. But, all right, man. I don't want to keep you too long, man. Randolph, you're great.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, check nice out, to meet you, Randolph.
Check out
Nice Blue. To meet you, brother.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Real Talk For You. It's all spelled out. No mm-hmm. Ebonics.
No Ebonics.
And, make sure you check out his podcast, Three Guys On. That's all spelled out. Not the number, but just Three Guys On. They have the website, threeguyson.com, which does have the number. It also has one without the number. I have a Facebook group, podcast. He has an album out, Blue Magic.
Blue Magic.
Like I said, it's really great, man.
It is.
And, like I said, I just put it in the, I could tell when the album's great because I just put it in the car, hit play. We were out shopping, need to go to Target or something. Didn't go, hey, Karen, it's Randolph and Three Guys On, just hit play. And within minutes, Karen's like, who is this? You know, you get that, who is this? That's, you know, it's like whenever you take a sip of a drink and then you look at the cup, like, the fuck is this? This is good. That's
what
it's like.
What we drinking on.
Yeah, so I appreciate it, Randolph, and you did great work, man. And
yes.
And shout out to Andy too. It's well edited and the tracks are cut perfect. Like when
it's all Andy.
Topics. So
it's all right. Andy.
We'll talk
Thanks
to you
so much.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next time, man. Good luck getting the new
Always.
Material, and can't wait to 15 more years for album two, man.
Yeah, right. Raising that
I don't want to wait that long either.
Yeah. All right, man. Peace.
Thank you, man.